One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast meeting is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And this week it's Snap P 85.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Two Snap Peas in a row.
What is going on?
What's going on? We're not going to say there'll be three, but there's definitely two.
Definitely two. We are getting our mojo in the new pod room.
For everybody who's given us reviews.
Yes, thank you. I went in and saw them too. Thank you, everyone.
Straight away, you did it.
I know, you listen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. It means a lot.
Beautiful people messaging. Thank you for people messaging about me joining the gym.
Yes.
It's been a lot of people saying well done, so thank you. I'll keep going. And also asking me how the Coke No Sugar is going. Yep, I haven't had any.
She brings sparkling water here.
Yeah.
So she's still a little bit fancy.
Oh, yeah. The sparkling water from Aldi.
Yeah.
It's $5 for a pack of 12.
Wow.
I think that is incredible. So I shouldn't tell people that because then it'll sell out.
I know.
But that has been such a psst
and
in my
just,
life.
Yeah.
Just that sound.
I remember
years
ago. It
doesn't even taste that good.
No, it doesn't taste that good, but it's fun.
Yeah.
We had a friend who was, her twins were little and she was having a glass of wine or maybe half a bottle every night.
Yeah.
And then she said, oh, I think this is a bad habit for me to be doing. And her doctor said, go get some lime cordial, which is me, and some sparkling water.
You get the little bit of something special.
And she said it changed her whole life.
It's changed my life.
So there you go,
I'm no longer an addict. And, yeah, who am I? And yesterday I accidentally went to the over 50s session at the gym.
Is it better?
I know.
I could go.
I've been saying it to all my friends and then realizing they're all 50,
it's only two years or three years till you'll be
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right. So I just didn't realize because I was trying to squeeze in going and then I was like, and then I thought, this
matter?
Is the greatest. Nah, no
they
one
don't
cared.
Care. No.
No, and actually
they
it was
like,
easy.
Excuse me, ID. Get out, young lady.
It was easy. So look, I'm going, but I'm not really, you know.
Oh, no.
I'm happy to
matters.
Go. Yes, I know. I'm happy to go. It feels good. And I just like the chatting because it's that women's
it's women.
Small gym.
Yes.
I'm just chatting. It's, I don't even know what's happening.
It's like small group, Mandy.
It is like small group for me. And there's a little bit of heart race, you know?
A little bit of,
that's it. Half an hour. It's done.
Oh, dear.
Not really any sweat. Anyway, I just love it. I love the chatting. It's perfect for me.
Yeah, it's good. So
perfect
it's a very,
for lots of us.
It's a cute little gym.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one that I consistently went to.
Yeah.
So it is good. Good, local, and
no
the same
lights.
Chicks have owned it for
yeah,
a long time.
Yeah, I know, they're still
time.
There.
And so
they're
you
like,
can tell
oh,
it's
Mandy.
Good.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I think I thought I just actually love spending time with all these older women.
Yeah.
And just looking at them, looking after their bodies. And
I know.
I thought, you're all a pack of legends in here.
Yeah.
And they're all just laughing about their pelvic floor. Or, I know. You
know. Yeah, it's a safe place.
Yes, it is a safe place. Anyway, thanks for all your encouragement, yes. Everyone.
Very, very good.
Very good. Right, we've got some speak pipes. We're excited.
We do. We are excited. Yeah. We'll see how many we can get through.
Yeah. Let's hear from you.
Hi, please. It's Emily here.
Hi, Emily.
Just driving around in between various appointments. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to give a shout out to all the peas on Book Week and let you know that I see you all mm-hmm. the single mums who mm-hmm. don't have the spare income to buy a $35 costume.
Definitely.
I see the kids that have autism or sensory issues who find those costumes really scratchy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kids who are really anxious about parading around in front of everyone. And the neurodiverse mums who might have just forgotten to bring a bloody costume.
Yes.
And you're the only kid there without one. And it's just, love the idea of Book Week.
Yeah, me too.
I think it's great. I love reading, of course, but it is, it's a tricky time for mm-hmm. some people. Mm-hmm. And I just want to let you know that I see you.
Yes.
And things like Book Week, that's when it can be extra hard to be a pee sometimes.
Definitely.
Also, thanks, Tanya, for all your hard work. remembering that it was a little pea shoot that gave us that jolly good laugh.
Yeah, it was.
And what else? I'm sorry, I'm just unloading here.
Yeah, good.
The last episode of Bluey, cricket. So what's even more special is that Anthony Wiggle was the voice of that, and of course we all love Anthony.
Yes, we do.
But he was actually a pea shoot for a little bit. He was paralyzed on his left side for about 18 months.
Wow.
He couldn't function properly. He had to retrain all his muscles after he got Lyme disease. So it was really extra special when he was talking it in Rusty's dad's voice and saying there's things harder than a cricket ball, and he's going on about resilience and the waterworks.
Was a sobber.
Just wanted to particularly say I see you all peas on Book Week I'm thinking of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. It was my first year clean.
Yes.
Because we're in year 7.
Yes.
And I just thought, thank the Lord.
I know.
But I think even for our kids with physical disabilities, I was always trying to think, how can she get to the toilet?
Yeah.
What costume can she use with her arm? Like,
I've had a love-hate relationship with Book Week since the year 2000 when my first child started school. And I know some of you weren't born then, but that's how old I am. That's why I can go to over 50s at the gym. Because I just remember, like, and that's the sound engineer who now does that. He doesn't like being the center of attention. Never did.
Yes.
And so it'd be weeks of negotiating. Yes. And I think it now, I just always think the kids that shine always shine.
Yes.
The kids that it's easy for, it's always easy for. And I know there's the odd child who just loves something and it's their one day to shine.
Yes.
And I loved reading.
And that's fine for the non-sporty people. Yes, like it's there really is room good. For
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I don't want it to not be
no,
there.
No, I know.
No librarians, don't come at
no,
me.
No, no.
Reading is super important. And I had two girls who loved reading and would plan their costumes, blah, blah.
That's
and
right.
God bless my friend Rachel who actually sewed because I can't make anything.
Yep.
But when I had the boys, I remember thinking they listened to audiobooks even while they were on CDs.
Yes.
But they didn't read.
Yes.
And they rarely read now. They still listen to audiobooks, which is reading.
It is reading.
But I just remember thinking how, I don't want to use the word ableist, but I don't know what word it is that's just like, oh, you've read a book, you've loved it, you've resonated with the character and now you want to dress up as that character. When for some kids with like severe dyslexia or reading is...
it's a cruel day, actually.
Yes, it really is.
Yes.
And I will stand by my comments that I think I've made on this podcast before. Just because a footballer has written a memoir doesn't mean you can put your Carlton top on. Although I back it. I back
that's
it.
That's right,
because
course.
I agree. But you know what
of
I mean?
Course. There's just wear whatever you want.
Whatever you want.
Yeah, make up a pretend book.
Yeah,
Jeepers.
That's right.
Just go as Kate and Mandy. No one will know.
No,
like, we have written a book.
But
it is a stress I was glad I wasn't under. I realized.
A couple of peas messaged me and they're like, oh, we're doing Book Week. And I was like, oh, the minute we got to year seven.
Yeah, what a relief.
I was like, the only things I miss is the Mother's Day stall.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I miss.
Funny little presents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apart from that, you can take your weeks. But while I like them, I'm not saying I don't like them.
I know. It's confusing.
It is confusing. But also, thank you for saying that, because I know there'll be people who have cried.
Yeah, this week.
Book week.
Yeah.
And it's been hard.
And it's been a hard morning.
Really?
Yeah. We just don't need more hard. Our mornings are hard already.
Yeah, that's right.
So then when you throw in another one.
Oh, I know.
Oh, gosh. And your group chats are going nuts. Is it book week day today? Or is it crazy sock day? Or
you see the person put this most amazing costume up and you're like, what did you spend? So to say you see the single mothers or the low income earners.
Of course.
Like, it's a decision. Am I going to dress my child in their own clothes and just put a cap on them and say, you're detective somebody?
Yeah.
Or am I going to go and spend money that would be on the electricity for a costume? It's really tricky.
I remember in the early days when the girls were little, a couple of the refugee kids, I would bring something for them because they didn't know.
No.
And I would just say, just put this scarf on and say you're such and such.
Yeah, because, that's right.
So look out for those people too, because there's plenty of children there.
Plenty.
And then they walk around in the uniform.
I know, the only kids.
And it's rough. So I just, sometimes you don't want to go that extra mile, but sometimes it's worth it.
Oh, it definitely is.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's
those
over
kids
now.
Don't care now. If they saw me up the shops, they'd probably be like, oh, there's that embarrassing mum that gave me the... I didn't care. I was just like, I don't want you feeling the odd ones out.
Oh, the worst feeling. You know when you'd rock up to school and you'd see the people in their casual clothes and you'd be like, I have forgotten.
Yep.
It's free dress day.
Yep.
Oh, just the shame of wearing the same clothes that you wear every day.
Oh, no. You've opened up a can of worms.
We had a guy in our class who just always wore his uniform. He's like, no, they're not telling me.
Oh, well, fair enough, mate.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
But I loved free dress day. I get those bubblegum jeans on.
And stussy pants. Oh. But we'd all be ringing on the phone. Are you wearing jeans with a brown belt and a white top?
Yes. Are you wearing a skirt? Because if you're wearing a skirt and everyone's wearing a skirt, it's going to be 40 degrees.
It's so funny seeing my girls do that.
Yes.
And I was like, yeah, but differently. But I'm like, oh, that is such a teenage girl thing.
Oh, yeah.
For some.
And maybe boys did it, but I wasn't aware. But I think it's just that, am I going to be different?
I just don't want to stand out.
Let me be different.
When they've been in uniform all week. Anyway.
Thanks for your message. You sent us down a little rabbit hole.
Hey, Kate and Mandy. It's Sarah here from Perth.
Hi, Sarah.
Hope you guys are well. I thought I'd just call up. We've been doing some fun stuff lately, so I thought I'd share. I've got a project running at the moment, which is documenting all of the bathroom facilities that do not have hand dryers in them. It's proven to be quite an issue
like
in our house
in Perth.
At the moment.
Oh, because you
so
want to go
every
to
couple
them.
Of weeks, I've been going for little drives to areas of places where we like to hang out and literally checking the playgrounds, coffee shops and things that we like to see whether they have hand dryers or not. So that then come the weekend, we can have a smooth, fun activity without the stress of trying to find a bathroom that doesn't have a hand dryer in it. We're at the point where
Molly,
I have to actually go in the bathroom, take photos like a crazy person.
That's an app.
To demonstrate
that's
definitely not a hand dryer within the room.
Hand dryer.
So I'm sure there's lots of people listening that can definitely appreciate the relief that comes when there is no hand dryer in a bathroom facility.
It's scary to walk past.
I actually installed one at the new bathroom at my daughter's Ed Support Centre school. They built this brand new fandangled bathroom there. And didn't even think that the hand dryer scares, 50% of the kids there. So that's been sort of decommissioned in their new fancy bathroom. So it's funny how one thing that we sort of don't even notice to someone else, it's completely horrifying.
Yeah.
So anyone in Perth want to know locations within, say, 15 kilometres of the city that are hand dryer non-existent?
What a woman.
Hit me up. and we've been planning some family holidays lately, but looking at ways, I guess we're not in Bali in Europe like everyone else at the moment.
And
we can't do planes because of the noise. So we're planning some special activities for our girls. So Miss 3 loves the outdoors. She loves fishing with her dad and all those sorts of things. So it's the first time this year we're going to do some little separate holidays.
That sounds great.
Because Miss 6 likes a more controlled environment. So it It's sort of sad but happy, I guess, because we don't want Miss 3 missing out on the things that she likes to do. We want to make sure Miss 6 is doing things that she likes. Come November, my husband and Miss 3 are going to go with one of her little buddies and their dad and go camping up at Moore River at the caravan park and do a bit of fishing and swimming and all that sort of fun stuff. And then we've sort of decided Miss 6 and I, she likes eating and relaxing and hanging out in the city. So we're going to go stay at a nice hotel for the night.
Yes.
Get room service, catch the bus because she loves catching the bus.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
And, just chillax, maybe get room service Sundays.
Yes.
And then once her nighttime ADHD meds kick in by about 7 o'clock and she's completely out of it, I can watch a movie and have a long bath and sort of relax a little bit as well. So, excited about that, but it just feels a little bit strange. And then we're saying, we'll flip it over next year sort of thing, and Miss 3 and I will do something that she loves to do, and then hubby will do something with Miss 6 that she loves to do. So, do our normal yearly trip to Rottnest and things like that as a family, but looking at ways that everyone can get what they want from their holidays and, splitting it up a little bit, which, is just a really bizarre feeling.
It's a unique feeling.
I don't know how to describe it. But, I guess that's that. What else have I got? I started my ADHD meds a couple of weeks ago during the day. Just game changer. Mm. I feel more myself. I'm getting more stuff done. Mm. For me personally, my sort of experience, and needs. I just feel myself a little bit more. So that's been a lovely silver lining, and I'm a bit happier, and it's impacting relationships with my kids and my husband. Awesome. So, long time coming. So who knows? My mum, when she took me to the GP back in primary school, and they'd actually listened to her with her thinking I had ADHD instead of sort of laughing her off. I might have gotten that a lot longer, but we're here, we've got it. So anyway, there's some little shares of what we've up to, and public toilets are us in so have a great week, team. Bye.
So awesome.
Yeah,
that is a really valid point, because that noise of those hand dryers, I call them hair dryers too.
Yeah.
It's so loud.
It's so loud, We'd be actually screaming with hands over ears in the toilets.
And even me as an adult, I've jumped when they come on, and it's an app or it's a blog or it's something.
The peas will love it.
If
you're in the hangout, you can maybe post it in there. But, thank you.
There's nowhere to go.
Yeah.
In Perth. And I also want to say about the family holidays, I think the more people talk about it, the more we'll realise it's not actually that unique.
Yeah, that's right. I think it's really good.
I was listening to, one of my favourite podcasts, Shagged, Married, Annoyed, and they have, I think, a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. So it's a bit of a gap. Or maybe it's 5 years. It doesn't matter. Anyway, they often do something with the little one, like one will go away with the little one and then one will go away with the big one or whatever, and they're like, oh, it's a game changer.
Yes, we need to normalise it.
They have such different needs, and you can have a family with all typical children or, boring children who still have different things that they like.
Definitely.
And I think we have this fantasy of, like, family dinner. We've all got to find a holiday we like. We'll find five adults.
It's kind of impossible.
They all have to do the same thing. But I get it because I like it too, but let's just talk about the fact that lots of us don't do it.
And
it's okay.
Yep. I think it's great, actually.
Yeah, me too.
To talk about it.
Yeah.
Hi, Kate and Mandy. It's Bronwyn here.
Hi, Bronwyn.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for all that you do for us. And I also wanted to let you know that I graduated this week from my PhD, which was for four years or
Dr.
so.
Bronwyn.
And I also realized I've been listening to your podcast for about 4 years as well. So I'm hopefully a graduating rectum as well. I was thinking maybe it's a double graduation. So thank you for all these amazing stories and for helping us all learn and grow so much and laugh so much too. Okay, bye.
Oh, that's very kind.
Very kind. I can't even fathom
a PhD.
No, you are an amazing, amazing person.
Yeah.
How much did you cry? That's what I want to know. There just must be lots of crying.
I don't know.
I know my partner did her master's and she's like, I just ate mint slice.
Yeah. Like, Darren, you know, did his master's too, and it was intense.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, imagine going back for more.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Good. Amazing. On you. And for listening to us
the whole time.
A graduating rectum. And if we had a certificate to give you, we would.
Said you, maybe you're not a rectum anymore.
Yeah.
Four, I think you graduated. Years, yeah. You're post rectum.
Post rectum. That's amazing.
Yeah, good on you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, Kate, Mandy, Cecilia here from Adelaide.
Hi, Cecilia.
Otherwise known as Cecilia and Lucy, who introduced you to Tanya.
Yes. So
I would give a little update on Lucy Goosey.
Thank you.
She has started school.
Aww.
So that's been a big event for us. We do mid-year intakes here in South Australia. So okay, she will do six terms of the first year of school. Right. But, it's been a good start. I've had lots of phone calls from the front office to say that she has fallen over and bumped her head or collided with someone or fallen off something.
Lots of phone calls.
I kind of expected that would happen.
Yes.
Got some feedback the other day from her teacher that she's a bit bossy, which is not really a word I like use, especially it's generally used with girls.
Always.
Yes, and it's a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah, so anyway, I did ask for some clarification on what the teacher deemed as bossy, and she said that Lucy is trying to change the rules of games, of physical games, that she can join in.
Yes, there's a reason.
And
that's not bossy.
Yeah, I kind of thought actually that was quite good.
Yes, I agree.
So obviously I want Lucy to talk nicely to everyone and be respectful, but I thought it was pretty good at the age of five that she recognises that games and activities can be adjusted so that everyone can be
involved. Lucy, amazing.
And the fact that she can do this for herself.
Yeah.
I was quite proud of. And, we just obviously might need to work on how she goes about asking for those rules to be changed. But
what a shame,
having said that,
the staff,
she's the youngest of three children. Yeah. So she's just kind of like fight or flight mode most of the time to get her voice heard.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that was good news. My other pea shoot, Harry, is about to go in to have serial casting again. And I'm dreading it because, for a whole array of reasons, but also because the school doesn't have any sort of lift access to where his classrooms are, so he's going to have to hobble up and down steps. And I've brought the lack of access to the principal's attention on numerous occasions for a variety of reasons, including parents in wheelchairs that can't access their kids' classrooms, grandparents on Grandparents' Day. All that
pretty
stuff,
obvious.
But the principal is just not getting it, and
I think it's sometimes too big.
Yeah,
see it as a priority for the school, therefore is spending money on other areas.
Yeah,
such as a new theatre for the school's once a year production.
We'll see.
Anyway, probably don't get me started.
That
on
gets
that
you
one.
A bit more glory, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
Yeah.
Which
anyway,
shouldn't.
I wrote an email to her and said, letting you know that Harry will be having to hobble up and down stairs. He's going to have two legs in plaster.
Yeah, two legs is hard.
And I thought you might need to know for your, insurances and risk management.
Yeah.
Because he will be very unstable on those stairs. Anyway, can't imagine that much will happen with that. But is what it is.
It's just incredible that it doesn't have to get
not much other news, really. Adelaide has been turning on the weather, which is brilliant. I'm off to Melbourne, which I'm super excited about. I'm going by myself.
Great.
On a work kind of conference-y type thing.
I don't even really know what it is. I just heard that
I'm by
myself and agreed to go.
So totally.
I research about what I'm actually going to. But someone else booked my flight.
Oh,
booked my accommodation. And I just am so excited that like they're going to feed me.
Yes.
And have to cook.
Yes.
Don't have to plan for anything. It's just like completely
when you're on the plane,
a holiday, the kind of work as well. So I will do some work, I promise. But
oh, you don't have to.
Yeah, I am just going to enjoy not having to be the logistical organizer of a bunch of humans while I'm there.
Incredible feeling.
So g'day from Adelaide. Hello to everyone. The OG Tanya found out. I let her know how famous she is. Ironically, she is seriously the most organized person.
Maybe we really need to meet her.
Maybe we need her.
Every birthday present and everything. But she's willing to be the disorganized coordinator of two P's. All right. Farewell from Adelaide. Thanks for everything. Keep up your good work. I love it.
Bye. There's two Tanya mentions in one episode. She's not going away.
No, she's not.
She's not.
And she's bloody useless.
I'd like to say that she really stuffed up the socials today. She put someone's name in twice. She put a wrong photo up. I mean, it's one job.
There's many errors in
many,
P life.
Many errors.
With a quick little, shit, okay, yeah. I'll fix that. Last week, I didn't even send the Zoom link to our guest.
Yeah, so you know what?
You know?
Tanya, we need you.
We're sitting there ready for her to join the Zoom. I never even sent her the link.
And it's hard to join without the link.
It's really hard. So.
I know those people are into manifesting and
oh,
stuff.
No, but no, you physically need it.
Send it. Thank you for giving us an update.
It's a miracle this comes out.
It is. It is a miracle.
It is.
You have no idea. Actually, you do. You all have an idea.
But I understand serial casting. I understand the little shoe that they have to wear, which is just flimsy, and getting sand in the cast
and
the toes hanging out.
It's warming up.
It's just,
you know, you're like, is it bad in winter? And it's bad in summer.
And I know the physios hate me, but does it work?
I know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of pain and suffering.
A lot. And also,
anyway, you can at me, physios.
Yeah, tell us. Tell us how it works.
Yeah.
Because
I just never really.
Yeah, Mandy would like to know that it did. I'll tell you that.
No, because it was many times.
And also the schools that don't. I know I have never actually been to a quote unquote normal school, not that there's any normal schools, that have great access.
Yeah.
I have never been to one. I know there are schools that are flatter.
Yeah.
And I know you chose a school that was relatively flat.
Yeah, but it still had old rickety stairs.
Yeah, there's never, I've never seen.
It's been rebuilt now and it is pretty accessible, but there's lots of floors.
Oh, and so many. We had a.
Designed by men.
Yeah, men.
Right.
We had a dear friend who's passed away now who went to a very posh school in Melbourne and ended up in his, I think, year 11 or something. It was just easier for him to be in a wheelchair. And the school, all they offered was to discount his school fees and he couldn't even attend.
Oh.
You know, like, and this was what, probably 30 years ago. So what has changed?
It's one step forward and
5,000
steps backwards all the time.
All the time.
Yeah.
So, and
no wonder we're exhausted.
It's excessive money. I get it.
Yeah.
But there is so much money spent on so many things like theatre centres.
There really is.
I love the arts too. Yes. I'm not saying I got any answers, but I'm saying accessibility surely comes first.
Yeah. Especially.
Then we work out all the other things.
Yeah. And you're thinking, you know, lots of people come to pick children up as well.
Oh, lots.
It's not just the children at the school and it's not just one grandparent's day.
No.
Anyway.
And I know as a person who has a newly acquired bad knee, there are so many things that I'm like, well, I can't walk down the hill.
Yeah,
I can't actually do six flights of stairs, so I can't go up there. All these things that you can't do.
Yep.
Fix it. Anyway.
I don't think those people are listening
either. I don't think they are.
Oh.
I don't think they are.
Oh, dear.
Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sending
speed pipes.
We're going to laugh, cry, make a difference.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still in the habit of doing it on the other episode. It's only been a year.
My friend said yesterday, like, where's that gone? And I was like, sorry, we've moved it to the speak pipes because we've been doing lots of episodes in advance. So,
and also I think sometimes the episodes are so funny or profound of, or moving.
Yeah, it sort of took away from them.
Yeah, I think this is better.
We never intended
this
for
that. This was Mandy's idea, and it's a good one.
Sometimes
I
have a good idea. Yeah, so here we are. What made you cry?
Well, this week, of course, is Father's Day. I'm not going to go on about it, but I hate it. Mm. I hate the time of year. I will, big ups to the advertisers who send you an email saying, would you like to opt out of Father's Day stuff? Smart. You know, because I don't want Dan Murphy's telling me to go and buy this or, you know, those bloody constant emails you get from advertisers.
Constant.
So, yeah, I think good to them. And a friend of mine showed me this beautiful little thing and I thought, this relates to all peas. And she was like, those of us who have grieved or have had something happen in their life, we are forever changed by that and it carries, we carry it and the world is always a little bit more grey, but we love deeper and we value things more because we know how much they can change or end. Mm. And I was like, yeah, that's true. But anyway, Father's Day, what made you cry?
Lots of tears this week. I won't go into it.
No, you can't go into it. Maybe in a year or two.
Yeah.
We will talk about it actually. But just something happened in Mandy's life and it's been sad.
Yeah.
And sorry, we're vague booking, but you know.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of that being vague booked.
But you still did have lots of tears.
I did.
Yes, she had something that she talked about.
And I finally slept I haven't slept.
Yeah.
And then you realise, when you don't sleep for days on end.
Everything's worse.
Everything is 10 times worse. So it felt a little bit better to sleep last night.
I don't know.
I mean, I listen to podcasts for hours.
So do I, at night. You really get through a lot of them in bad times.
Yeah, I'm like, shit, I really wanted to actually listen to that.
I
must have been dozing in and out.
I know. Or you'll come back in and you'll be like, what? How did that happen? And you have to rewind it.
I'm trying not to, move the
like
bed.
It's like skipping ahead in a book.
I know.
You're like, I now I know what's going to happen.
Anyway, I'll talk about it one day.
Yeah. I did see this thing, and I don't know if it's true, that was like this lady had two cups of pink cordial. And one was filled, they both filled half. And she's like, this is normal levels of cortisol that we all carry.
Yeah.
And then when you're stressed, you have a higher level of cortisol. And everyone's body at around 3 a.m. makes cortisol.
Ah, interesting. Well, that's why you wake at 3 a.m.
But if you've got a normal level of cortisol, it gradually fills up and you wake between 6 and 8.
Wow.
But if you've got too high cortisol when
that's
you go to
bed.
It's
been my whole life.
You wake up at 3
a.m. Since I've had the girls.
Yeah, I don't know how to fix it. But I was like, and look, tell me, doctors, is this true or not
that's
true? But it's
absolutely
the most
fascinating.
Yeah, I was like,
because I was like, why do I wake at 3?
Yes.
Why have I been doing this since the minute they were born?
Yeah. Well, that's why.
And I've just had to try and come up with ideas to manage it.
Yes, same.
Yeah, so long.
Yeah, I decided, well, my GP said to me ages ago, let's just say you rest at that time.
Yeah, well, I think that I've come to that terms too. I just rest. I used to get up and watch TV to change my mind to get out of the doomsday.
Yes.
Because I'd just be lying there thinking all the worst case scenarios and everything. So
absolutely.
I'd get up and watch TV just to snap myself out of it.
But it made sense. I don't know how you reduce it.
Sense.
But it makes, heaps of sense. So
yeah, right.
Anyway, let me know if it's a big lie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What about you make a difference?
Okay, so I've got two things. One is I think if you probably maybe a year ago or 8 months ago, I spoke about my Kmart spray mop, which I still love very
much.
Anyway, when we moved, we had a beautiful little very, very old spoodle, and she went to live with number one daughter.
Yeah, sad.
And she's gorgeous, but she's a bit of a pee-pee pants because she's old and does not get her bum wet anymore.
No.
Anyway, so I gave number one daughter the mop.
Oh,
I was
great.
Like, you need this mop.
You need the mop.
Anyway, Aldi.
Have
them.
Yeah.
Right? So I went and got one in Aldi.
Great.
It's better quality than the Kmart one.
As usual.
It's pink.
Yeah.
And
fantastic.
It's just that little bit heavier.
Yeah.
And I just really love it. So my make a difference is once again a spray mop.
Great.
And also
I'm from the greatest place.
A greatest place. St Kilda have made the football finals.
Oh.
So, you know, I don't love men's sport, but I do love football.
I don't know why.
It's very conflicting. But anyway, I am actually have booked to go.
I think it's because you didn't get to do it as a teenager.
I think it is. Yeah.
That's why.
So I've never been to finals.
Oh,
and
that's
then
exciting.
Someone was like, you're going to go.
Yeah.
And helped
great.
Me go. And I am going.
Great. That'll be fun.
I don't care if we win.
Yeah,
it
doesn't
matter.
Like,
I'm going to the MCG.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great.
So we'll probably be out that round, but who cares?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
great. It'll be fun to sing that song.
Oh, well, only if we win.
No, but the hope at the beginning when they come
everyone's
out.
Everyone's wearing their
everyone's singing clothes. And you're thinking, yeah, we're going to win. And then, ba-bow.
Yeah, and I don't care because it's not me.
My family are resident supporters. They're just like, Miss 12 went with Annalise on Friday night. And
Oh, gosh, that was a terrible.
Took her little friend who was a Collingwood supporter. I said, you don't take your friend. He's going to beat you.
It's so hard, especially when, because then you want to leave at half time.
She was making signs for some player to give her his shoes.
Was she in the front
days
row?
Of planning. Oh. We went and bought the paper. She went to her friend's house. She was going to put one for a Collingwood player to give her his shoes. She was doing one for an Essendon player.
I think they saw Sam Kerr
do it in the World Cup. Yeah.
They do it occasionally.
Well, anyway, so and then Annalise is like, no, it's at the MCG at 10:30. We're going to leave as soon as it's finished because we have to catch the train. And, you know, her face just dropped like, I've been planning this sign.
I know. Anyway, 90,000 people there.
We've kept it. Yeah. Maybe for next year.
Yeah. Just put it on Instagram and tag
him. It was just so cute because she's so grown up in some ways and then so little girl. So it's just this funny age, nearly 13.
Yeah, cute.
You know, year seven.
I know. They're just really on the adorable.
She's right on the cusp.
Enjoy it.
Yes, I am. Yes. Soaking it in.
Yes.
Because I know it goes. Anyway, my make a difference is I've been watching The Lost Flowers of Alice Hart. I got Prime Video just for that and then I'm going to get rid of it.
Remember to get rid of it.
I'm going to. Don't worry. I went through and got rid of everything. Opta Sport's gone.
Smart.
I'm just so you know. I'm finding ways. Anyway, it's fabulous.
Yeah, I've seen lots of people talk about it.
Oh my gosh, Sigourney Weaver was incredible. You know when you got people doing an Australian accent and you think, no, they're going to be shit. She's pretty good.
Okay.
Anyway, it's coming out like every week.
So have to wait for it.
Yeah. Wow. But when I got it, there was five episodes there, so I just watched them all.
Yep.
It's just Australian storytelling and the outback and the wildflowers, and it's just beautiful and heartbreaking and all of that.
Yep.
I've really enjoyed it. Yep. Yeah. What about your laugh?
My laugh, it was sort of a laugh and sort of a yes. Probably 80% of the people listening have read this, but Annabelle Crabb wrote the most amazing article about the Women's World Cup and the Spanish, I'm not even going to say his name.
Yes.
And I thought, no one writes like
that
woman.
She nails it.
I read it to my partner. I was like, I have to read this out loud like I'm in school.
She's incredible.
And my partner was like, this is, wow. I was like, yep.
I know.
It's so clever the way it weaves it. I just think she's the most gifted human. But
she really is.
I was laughing.
I know, me too.
Just calling men out on their bullshit, calling merit out, calling quote. Oh, I loved it, I loved it. Just Google it. Annabelle Crabb World Cup, it just comes up and it's literally the most amazing thing. It is a masterpiece.
And I've been watching Kitchen Cabinet with her as well, which I never used to watch.
I loved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating.
She's fascinating. She's
so clever.
Yeah.
And just, I mean, obviously you're watching them in their homes and the cooking and
I know, and people give her hate because they don't agree with the politician.
But it's crap. It's a show.
She's just interviewing a politician. We all have different.
She's like, I'm going to have to come off social media for this. Yeah. I'm like, that's just bullshit.
I think
she's allowed to do her work.
She is. And I reckon when I watched The Kingdom with Mark Fennell talking about Hillsong or Pentecostal churches, he did it so respectfully.
He did.
Where he doesn't believe it anymore and he has a bit of triggering and
trauma. Yeah, but he did a really beautiful job.
I heard him on I Was a Teenage Fundamentalist. But he did a beautiful job.
He did.
Didn't mock anybody.
No,
he let
it
them
really
believe
jumped
what
out
they believed.
How well he did it, actually.
Yes, and so we can do it like
that. Yeah, of course we can.
And Annabelle's like that.
Just, she is a national treasure, obviously, because she brought a lot of you to us, but even still.
Oh, even still.
Even more.
Yes, even more. What made you
My laugh was a pee because I put up a thing on Instagram about this 80s mum and a daughter who's like a millennial mum.
Yes.
And she was saying, but what did you do in the 80s like without baby monitors? And the mum's like, I monitored you. And what did you do without like the 18 summers?
Yeah.
And she's like, you're still alive. I still have you in the summers. Like it was just, I just thought this is so telling because when I work with families around sleep, these are the women I'm working with.
Yes,
and they're
of
on
course.
Such high alert about everything.
Yes.
And I feel so distressed for you all.
Yeah.
Because you can't keep up with it all.
No, you can't.
Right? Anyway, I'm just going to read to you. And she talked about baby-led weaning. And this beautiful Kayla, I'm going to say your name, said, my kid's dad thought I was saying baby linguine and was really confused about why I wanted that to be their first food. And I just have laughed
what
about it
baby
for
linguine.
Days. Baby led weaning, baby linguine. It's forever going to be baby linguine.
It's baby linguine now.
Don't start with the rice cereal. Start with the baby linguine.
It's a special linguine. You've got to go to the special aisle.
But she's like, I didn't, the original thing was like, I don't even know what baby led weaning is. The mum's like, what are you talking about? And I thought, even more so with our mums in the 70s and on and on and on. But, you know, it's just the pressure you're under, peas.
Yeah, too much
must
pressure.
Listen to Kate and I and people ahead of you to take some pressures off.
You really can.
Yep, you really can.
Look at us. And if we're great and our kids are amazing. But no, it's true.
But you're under so much pressure. Yes, so and you're much under pressure. So much pressure with the NDIS and you have to get everything done and you have to, you know, someone wrote in the hangout about all of a sudden I've got this and this and this and OTs in my home. It's too much.
It's too much.
You're allowed to have a break.
Yep.
And actually, we want the NDIS to be for our children's lifetimes.
Yes.
So if there's a time where you think you can actually back off for a little bit and not be worried you're going to lose the money, right? Because what I'm finding is that as each time goes on, we just reassess where she's up to.
That's right.
So I just want to really shout out to you that if you need a little break, you can.
Yeah, you can.
Right?
You really can.
There's and so much pressure.
School holidays are coming up.
Take it off if that works for your family.
If it works for you, even if it's one day.
Yeah.
You can do it. It's okay. And I think I know where number one daughter works. They now say to people, do you need a break?
Yes.
And some people are like, yes, because they're too scared to
That's
ask.
That's right. I know. It's a major flaw.
Yeah, it is.
And I'm calling it out.
Yep, you always
I'm
have.
Because I'm a little bit further down the track and it's okay to have a little break.
It is okay.
Right?
Yep. Yep, it's okay.
Yep, Tanya would tell you that too.
Tanya, look, I don't know where she is. Breaks. She's on a break. She's on Smoko right now.
Oh, well, we will let you go.
We will let you go. Thank you for your messages. Yes. We know there's a couple more.
Yeah.
But we've run out of time because these are supposed to be 20 minutes and I think we're up to 45.
So just keep sending them in.
Keep sending them.
We're back on track a little bit. Yeah. So we're going to be doing snap peas. So And look out for Thursday's fabulous episode.
Bye.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Roller coaster prices, supply chain glitches, political unease. They do their best to wreck my business plans. With so many unknowns, how do I know I'm making the right decisions? Aon helps me stay on top of things. They have expert points of view on volatility from around the world, paired with local insight that helps me get back on solid ground. Better decisions. Aeon.